Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to this.
12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Pleasure to continue to be with you. We got a very excited about having our good friend Jeffrey Zavar back on the show. As you know, Jeffrey's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We got we're coming up on his, very soon we'll celebrate his 20th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's an award-winning journalist. He's Mr. Words as far as we're concerned around here. He's the author of three books on being home-based. He's been home-based now for more than 30 years, and he makes it look good. And he's been joining me all these years and helping me understand what's helping all of us understand what's happening out there on Main Street where the rubber meets the road. He operates the Worm Cam for us there. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Pleasure to be with you. Always a pleasure to be with you on celebratory days, weekends, and, you know, life cycle events. So, happy birthday to you and happy anniversary to us all for sticking around and being still doing this work and this independent work thing. It's all working out well.
Is this great country or what, Jeffrey? I mean, I'll tell you, I know we're going to talk about being thankful today because Jeffrey and I both have got a lot to be thankful for, and I'm sure you do too. But I'll tell you, Jeff, even the days when things were eating me alive, I mean this, folks. I would take a minute, especially when I didn't have much else to do except wait to see what the next shoe was going to drop. I would take a minute and thank God for being able to be a business owner and to be able to chart my own course. I mean, whenever the war was kicking my backside out on the road, whenever I was traveling, when I was wore out. The toughest that it got, I would be thankful for being able to do what I do as a small business owner, and I know you feel the same way.
Absolutely. I mean, you read about people elsewhere and the struggles they go. And I don't mean elsewhere. I mean outside of America.
Yeah.
Things that we take for granted in the course of events and the work that we do and as entrepreneurs. The things that we're able to do. And sure, mm-hmm. You know, we started so long ago as individuals, as entrepreneurs, you and I. But we look at what other people sort of go through to try and make their way as entrepreneurs outside their country, So for the most part, I mean, this is a pretty, it remains, you can complain about regulations, you can complain about, you know, licensing and things you have to do, but it's still a pretty welcoming environment for the entrepreneur, the person who's willing to put their shoulder behind it and just give it a shove, meaning their business, and make it work. And it's a pretty remarkable opportunity that we have.
And you know,
commitment and passion.
I think everybody ought to have to go. I mean, everybody, every American should have to go spend a couple of days in a third world country. If they did, they'd come back and they'd say, you know, when I get ticked off about something, when I get my righteous indignation up, it's pretty much just because somebody licked the red off my candy. They didn't take my candy away. They just licked the red off my candy. You know what I mean? I mean, we have a tendency in America. And all of us are this way to some degree. We have a tendency in America to be whiners about things that don't really matter. You know, I think I've told this story before, and maybe with you too, Jeff. But I remember I used to talk about when I had my consulting company. I would say do this all the time, but there was this one particular time when one of my best clients came in. He just showed up in my office unannounced one day, and he said, "Can I just sit here for a little bit?" And I said, "Sure. What's going on?" He said, "Oh man," he said, I'm about to lose my business." And he sat down and we just sat there and relaxed for a minute, and I said, "Tell me about your kids. How are they doing today?" He said, "They're fine." I said, "No, tell me, how are they doing?" And he got mad at me. He said, "Why are you asking me about my kids? You know, blah, blah, blah." And I said, "Well, does anything else really matter?"
Right.
you got to put it all in perspective, you know, and when you look at, I mean, I've been to third world countries. Jeff, I'm sure you have too. I've been to Europe, where if you go to Europe, go talk to a small business owner in Europe. Go talk to somebody who would like to start a small business in Europe or England. It ain't like it is here, is it?
No, it's vastly different.
You can't just open an account on your own in Europe, just walk in and open up a business account. You have to be approved. Even if you got a deposit, you have to be approved for that. How about that?
And I got to tell you, I love the people who do it. Who, when you're visiting another country and you see somebody on the corner with a push cart selling something, when you see somebody in a truck driving to make a delivery in another country, and you just, it's not some brand new off the, and not that everyone in the U.S. has this, but it's not some brand new off the yard or, you know, out of the showroom delivery truck, you know, the latest, greatest, bestest. It's some truck that's seen some miles. It's got some grime on it, you know, it's hand-painted signage on the sign or lettering on the side.
Right.
That, you know, but they do what it takes, and yeah, their life may be good. Their life, they may have their struggles. We all have our struggles. Walk a mile in my shoes before you tell me not to complain. But you know that they go about. They still get up Monday. You know, Monday morning, as I often ask executives. You know, when I interview them, I say, "What gets you out of bed Monday morning? What keeps you late on a Friday night to go to work?" You know, and it's the things that you just alluded to. You know,
right.
What keeps your kids healthy and happy? What keeps your family life humming? What keeps your business, the lights on at home and the lights on in business? And that's the moxie that entrepreneurs bring, that when things seem sad, you know, rough, you just plow through as best
that's
you
right.
can. Sure, you might take a moment to lament, but you plow through it, you know. And one of the things I'm thankful for that helps me plow through it is not only friends like Jim, but clients. I had a client yesterday who, he's a new client. I've only been with him 6-8 months. I got a notification. I got paid by a PayPal. I'm like, wait a second. I didn't invoice him. Why is he paying me? I didn't invoice him. So I go and look at the message. He says, "Hey Jeff." He goes, "I'm going in for some surgery tomorrow. I'm going to be out of pocket for about 2 weeks, and I want to make sure you got paid. I know you haven't submitted an invoice, but I want to make sure that you got taken care of while I'm away." I mean, that is what we're thankful.
We need more customers like that, don't you, Jeff?
Hey, folks,
there's a big deal going on in the Zabar household in a couple of days. And we're going to talk about something else we're going to be thankful for. You're just going to have to bear with us because this is kind of a big deal. It's a big deal for Jeffrey. And it's a little kind of a big deal for me, too. And I think you'll enjoy it. 20 after, right back with Jeffrey Zabar. GotWords.com, ChiefHomeOfficer.com. That's how you find him online. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.